The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to the space, The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today to study the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and this experience of Jesus' apprentices trying to learn how to love, serve, and be like Jesus. As you know, we have a motto for Jesus' apprentices, and the motto is the following. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the goal for us as apprentices of Jesus, to love the Lord, love ourselves, and love our neighbor. That is amazing, and that's where we are going. With this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, we are trying to have a personal encounter with Jesus every single day. On this first week of our journey together, we are reflecting on verses 1 to 4 of Luke chapter 1. And we have a kind of introduction. On the first day, we study an overview of those four verses and aspects of this gospel. Then, the second day, we study the importance of trying to develop our own faith. That's what was Luke trying to accomplish with Theophilus, give him resources so he could have his own faith. Yesterday, we studied how Luke, right, this physician, was used by God to bring to us this account of Jesus. Luke, that probably was a Gentile from a second generation of Christians, he loved the Lord. He accepted him as his Savior and Lord. He committed himself to the cause, to Jesus Christ. And then he decided to share Jesus with others in a special way through his gospel. Today, we'll focus a little bit on the composition of this letter, of this gospel. How Luke put together this gospel and how that applies to our life. But before we study and see these aspects of composition, let's repeat our memory verse. Every week, from the verses that we are studying, we have a memory verse. And the memory verse comes from Luke chapter 1, verse 4. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you're taught. Let's repeat. So you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. Well, we need to memorize God's word every single day. Before we read God's word, I want to give you a moment for you to prepare yourself to have this encounter with God, with Jesus Christ. I want to stress one more time. You can come anyway, anytime, to Jesus, to God. He's there for you. That is assurance that we have. But if we are able to prepare ourselves for this encounter, I think we'll be more attentive, more prepared, and will be blessed in a different way when we prepare ourselves for an encounter with God. So every day I'll give you a minute or so to have a short prayer, to try to put aside the voices that maybe is taking your time right now, your thoughts right now. Sometimes it's concerns, questions, problems. And most of the time, those thoughts, those voices, they consume our mind and our time. And when we are with God, sometimes those voices can be a stumbling block for us to feel God, to experience God. So what about to try to put aside those voices and prepare to meet with the Lord? We claim the promise of Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it the most. God is available. He invites us to come before Him in prayer and Bible study, in music, in many different ways. And every time we are in His presence, He has a special blessing for us. So as we come together to the presence of God through His word, I want to give you time for you to prepare for this encounter. You have 1 minute for a short prayer, 1 minute to relax, 1 minute to put aside all the concerns so you can hear God's voice. Take this time to prepare yourself for this encounter with God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You to experience You, to feel Your presence, to hear Your voice, and to be blessed by You. Lord, as we read the verses for today, we ask that Your message will resonate with us. Lord, help us to have experience with Your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, the verses for today are Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. And we read, many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They use the eyewitness report circulating among us from the early disciples. Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. And here we have our Bible verse of memorization, verse 4, right? And the verse says, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. That is powerful. I want to call your attention how Luke put together the gospel about Jesus Christ. Sometimes when we think about how the Bible come together through this process of revelation, inspiration, nowadays a lot of people think that God have given word by word, like dictation for human being, and the man was supposed to be only be the pen, a pen of God. He's just writing what God is revealing to him. I know this understanding got, let's say, influence and grew during the time at the end of 18th, 19th century, when the Bible started receiving a lot of criticism. And some people say the Bible cannot be the word of God. The Bible is just a collection of stories. The Bible is just myth. It's just a book like any other. The Christians at the time, trying to refute that, they came strong and say, no, the Bible is the word of God, and God gave word by word. God used men this way and as a verbal inspiration. Well, I think as they were trying to defend the Bible, they went too far. Because as we study the Bible, that was not the methodology that God used to give word by word. I know there's some portions of the Bible that is clear statements where we see, here says the Lord, right? So we can believe that those words were from God. But what we see here in Luke in special is an investigation. A process of interviewing people. He was going after the information, trying to create a report. He himself have not experienced the account of Jesus, so he had to rely on other people's experience. And he heard Peter, probably. He heard Paul. He heard other believers and disciples that saw it. And then he started an accurate investigation, a research. The book of Luke is a research where I do believe the Holy Spirit helped him to find the right people, the right information, and help him to organize the thoughts and the account. But at the end of the day, it was a process of investigation. In the same way I had to write my dissertation for my doctoral program, and I had to compare and hear different authors' theories and contrast them, and then from that create my own voice, Luke did the same. He heard one, heard another. He tried to have the most accurate information, and then he brings his own voice on how he tells the story of Jesus. It's a process of investigation. That is a process used by God to share his will and his account with us. And I think here comes a very important aspect for us to keep in mind. Faith. Faith. Our faith in God supposed to come from a process of a rational process, reasoning. You know, sometimes people think that Christians or those that believe in the Bible, they are less educated, that they are, let's say, not well prepared, don't have a critical thought, and because of this lack of mental ability, they are able now to believe in the Bible. And the Bible is just for those that are less capable of having a reasoning, a rational thought. And I think that is a wrong perception about the Bible, Christianity, faith, and belief. Because faith is not wishing. Faith is based on rationality. I'll repeat, faith is based on reasoning and rationality, in experience. Sometimes I know some preachers, some books sell this idea of faith as something irrational, and that goes beyond anything, and that goes against reasoning and science and all that. But the true faith goes along and beside the true science. They walk together. Faith is a process that is based on experience and is based on reason. What I mean by that? Well, today is our fourth encounter here, or better saying, third encounter. I have been here, the fourth encounter, that's right. So I have been here a few times with you at this time. So somehow you have an experience with me Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay, so it's the third encounter of the series of Luke. I had other encounters, so just to be clear here. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So you had an experience. We have an account. We have an exchange of thoughts. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that previous experience that you have with me can give you hope, faith, that tomorrow I'll be back. And why you can have faith that tomorrow we'll be back together? Because you have an experience with me before. And that experience tells you that you can have faith that tomorrow we'll have the same experience. In the same way, that is the journey of the Christian. He must be based on this experience, this faith, in a sense that I have experienced that in the past, so I can have faith and hope for tomorrow. I know this illustration is very simple, but I think tell us very important aspects that we need to keep in mind. Faith is not wishing. Faith is based on previous experience, previous reality. Because I have experienced God in the past, I can believe that He will be the same tomorrow, today. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This unchanging status quo of God gives us a glimpse of how He will act tomorrow. And based on that, I can have faith. Faith in previous experience. And the Bible comes to give us a glimpse of what God has worked, how God has worked in the past. And based on such experience, I can have faith today. It's based on concrete actions, concrete experiences. And as you look at your life and see how God has been working in your life, you can have faith that He will continue working and He will work in a certain way that will bless you. You see, God has been at work in your life even before you're born. And He has been with you. So the question is not if God is in working your life. The question is what God is doing as He works in your life. And the most important and crucial question for you is, do I have faith to join hands with Him? Do I have courage to join hands with Him on the work that He is doing in your life? That is so important. My previous experience with God gave me a foundation that is the foundation of faith to expect for things that are not reality yet. And that's somehow how Paul shared in the letter of Hebrews, and personally I believe Paul was the author, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith is based in reality. It is not wishing. It's based in previous experience and accounts. And here I want to challenge you. Challenge you to develop your faith. And how I develop my faith is looking back how God has worked in your life and other people's life and on His account. That's the reason Paul says that faith comes from hearing the word of God, is seeing how God works, the pattern of God. And as I have this experience and this understanding of how God have been working my life and working other people's life, and through the Bible, I can understand who He is, where He is going, and what He will accomplish. And then I can have faith. Faith is not wishing. Faith is based on rationality. And that's important for us to understand and grasp. So, have time to look back, to investigate, and develop your own faith. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to go after and investigate like Luke did. Faith is built through facts. Accounts. I know sometimes we are not encouraged to ask questions. You need to have faith. No, go after, ask questions. Try to see, try to understand, try to experience, because faith is based on that. For sure, faith will take you to a different relationship with God, and faith will expect things that you and I cannot do it, because our God, He is more powerful than you and I. But faith is based in evidences. So develop your faith. Work on that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Gospel of Luke and how you guide him on his investigation, his interviews, his accurate account. Through that, he was able to find for himself and realize that Jesus is the Lord, the Savior. Help us to have the same experience and develop our faith. Help us, Lord. Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening to my voice so they can have their own experience with you, have their own investigation, own research, and have their faith develop, mature, so we can have a better experience with you. Forgive our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I just want to remind you of a few questions that we encourage you to take into consideration as we reflect in the portion of that we read and consider for the day. I know these first four verses, this introduction, sometimes you cannot apply all the questions, but I think you can think about it, right? And start practicing as we come now and next week, start this account, the stories that we found here in the book of Luke. And the questions are the following. What is happening in this passage? And maybe you can focus on this research that Luke did. What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? And last question, how can I share these lessons with others today? Well, I hope to see you tomorrow, and I encourage you to share what you're learning here. Maybe you can share the video or, well, our website. Don't forget to visit our website, therescueworker.com. There you may find our media. You can find our Spotify, our podcast, our Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube channel, all that, so you can be connect with us. We try to almost daily to post and share resources with you so you can grow as an apprentice of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. I hope to see you tomorrow. And don't forget, faith is based in evidences. May God bless you and have a great day.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.